Amen.
Praise be to Allah who gathered us in faith.
وصلى الله وسلم على عبده الهادي لنا إلى الحق بالبيان.
May prayers and peace from Allah be upon our guide to the truth and the clarification of the revelation.
وعلى آله المطهرين عن الأدران.
And upon, similarly upon his folk who are purified.
وأصحابه الغر الميامين ذوي الإحسان.
And his radiant companions, those of excellence.
وعلى آبائه وإخوانه من النبيين والمرسلين.
And upon his forefathers and brothers of prophets and messengers.
وآلهم وصحبهم وتابعيهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين.
As well as their folk and companions and those who follow all of them in goodness until the day of judgment.
وعلينا معهم وفيهم إنه أرحم الراحمين.
And upon us with them and among them by his mercy, verily he is the most merciful of the merciful.
أما بعد فإن الله تعالى لا يعطي أحدا من خلقه شيئا أفضل ولا أعلى من الإيمان.
To proceed, verily the real exalted be he does not give anyone anything better or greater than faith.
ولقد ضم ذلك الأنبياء والمرسلين والملائكة المقربين وعباد الله الصالحين أجمعين.
And verily that was given and carried by all of the messengers, the prophets, Allah's servants, and all of his angels.
فَتَرَتَّبَ عَلَى ذَلِكَ الْإِيمَانِ بِاللَّهِ جَلَّ جَلَالُهُ مَرَاتِبُ الْقُرْبِ مِنَ الرَّحْمَنِ وَالْفَهْمِ عَنْهُ وَالْمَعْرِفَةِ الْخَاصَّةِ وَالْمَحَبَّةِ الْخَالِصَةِ.
And nearness to Ar-Rahman, as well as degrees of understanding from him and being close to him and his love, all of those are based upon this faith.
ولنستعرض في يومنا هذا يوم أهل الإيمان يوم الجمعة ولنستعرض أهم وأبرز خصال هذا المؤمن وميزاته.
So today this is the day of the believers, the day of Jumu'ah. Let us discuss the most apparent and important qualities of the believer.
وقد نودينا باسم الإيمان لحضور الجمعة.
And we have been called by the name that's been applied to us as believers to attend this Jumu'ah.
قال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا نودي للصلاة من يوم الجمعة فاسعوا إلى ذكر الله وذروا البيع ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون.
Allah said, O you who believe, when the call is made for the Jumu'ah prayer, then rush to the remembrance of Allah and refrain from engaging in trade. That is better for you if you only knew.
ألا وإن من أول ما يتميز به المؤمن ويجرأ في شأنه وحاله أنه حريص على تزكية نفسه.
From the first of the qualities by which the believer is distinguished and which are apparent in his conduct is his endeavoring to purify himself.
قال تعالى ونفس وما سواها فألهمها فجورها وتقواها قد أفلح من زكاها وقد خاب من دساها.
Allah exalted be he swore by the soul and the one who fashioned it or made it congruent, showing it its corruption as well as its God-fearingness, its taqwa. Verily, the one who purifies it is felicitous or successful, and the one who soils it has failed.
فَهُوَ كَثِيرُ الذِّكْرِ لِلْإِلَهِ الَّذِي آمَنَ بِهِ فِي مُخْتَلَفِ أَحْوَالِهِ.
So the believer in this condition remembers often the God in whom he has believed in his various states and circumstances.
وَكَانَ نَبِيُّنَا يَقُولُ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ وَكَانَ نَبِيُّنَا صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ يَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ أَحْيَانٍ.
And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to remember Allah in all of his times.
وعند ذكر هذا العظيم تتساقط الصفات المذمومة من باطن هذا الإنسان هيبة وحياء ورجاء في هذا الإله.
And when one remembers Allah, this great God, the blameworthy attributes and the vices from the human heart fall away out of awe and magnification for him.
قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى.
Felicitous indeed or successful indeed is the one who is purified and remembers the name of his Lord and thus prays.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا.
And Allah said, O you who believe, remember Allah abundantly and glorify Him in the morning and in the afternoon.
ومقصود جميع العبادات حلول نور هذا الذكر في القلب.
And the objective of all of the various rites of worship is the descension of the light of this dhikr into the heart. And we read about the Jumu'ah prayer, for instance, then rush to the remembrance of Allah.
فَجَعَلَ كُلَّ مَا هُوَ مَنْ فِي الْجُمْعَةِ مَقْصُودٌ مِنْ خُطْبَةٍ وَصَلَاةٍ ذِكْرٌ لِلَّهِ.
So Allah mentioned all of the things that take place in Jumu'ah of khutbah and prayer. He called those dhikr.
ثُمَّ بَيَّنَ حَالَ الْمُؤْمِنِ حِينَمَا يَنْصَرِفْ مِنَ الْجُمْعَةِ أَنَّهُ أَيْضًا يَشْتَغِلُ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ فَإِذَا قُضِيَتِ الصَّلَاةُ فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَابْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا.
And then Allah mentioned that the believer, when he leaves the prayer as well, he engages in dhikr. And Allah said, the translation of the meaning, so if the prayer has been completed, then go forth seeking the bounty of God and remember Allah much.
وكذلك قال في الحج فإذا أفضتم من عرفات فاذكروا الله.
And similarly Allah said about this in Arafah, or excuse me, in Hajj, he said, so when you go forth from Arafah, remember Allah. And then Allah said, and when you have completed your rites of Hajj, remember Allah at Al-Mash'ar Al-Haram. And Allah revealed to Musa concerning the Salah, and establish the prayer for my remembrance. So how great is the triumph of those who remember Allah. And the Prophet ﷺ was asked about those who pray, which of them has the greatest reward, and he said, those who remember Allah most. And he was asked about those who give charity, which of them have the greatest reward, and he said, those who remember Allah most. He was asked about those who fast, which of them have the greatest reward, and he said, those who remember Allah most. And he was asked about those who make jihad, which of them have the greatest reward, and he said, those who remember Allah most.
الإجابة من رسول الله بهذا التفت سيدنا أبو بكر إلى سيدنا عمر فقال ذهب الذاكرون بخير الدنيا والآخرة فسمعه صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال أجل ذهب الذاكرون لله بخير الدنيا والآخرة.
So when he heard the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم continuously give this answer, Sayyidina Abu Bakr turned to Sayyidina Umar, may Allah be well pleased with both of them, and he said that the people who remember Allah, they've taken the reward of this world and the next. And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم overheard this, and he said, certainly, those who remember Allah, they've taken the reward of this and the next.
وذكر الله يحتوي على جميع معاني الخير ومنها ذكر أنبيائه ورسله وملائكته.
And dhikr bears all of meanings of good, and from this are meanings associated with the prophets, messengers, and angels.
فمهما ذكرت محبوبا فقد ذكرت من أحب ذلك المحبوب.
So whenever you remember someone or something that is beloved to Allah, that is a type of remembering of the one who is beloved.
فلا مجال عند المؤمن أن يذكر بعد الله وأن يحب بعد الله أحدا قبل محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
So it's not possible or appropriate for a believer to love anyone after Allah like he loves the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم.
فيرجى في التزكية أن يكون الله ورسوله أحب إليه مما سواهما.
So in his purification, Allah and his messenger should be more beloved to him than everything other than them.
ويكثر الصلاة على هذا النبي فتسرع خطواته في معاني التزكية.
And so he says abundantly, or invokes prayers from Allah abundantly upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So then his steps become faster, his pace becomes more quick in his purification.
وإنما تسر خطواته لأن الرحمن يصلي عليه كلما صلى على نبيه مرة واحدة عشر صلوات.
And why is his pace quickened? Because every time he sins prayers on the Prophet, invokes prayers on the Prophet one time, Allah sends prayers upon him 10 times.
وليلة الجمعة ويومها من الأوقات المخصوصة المأمور فيها بالإكثار من الصلاة والسلام عليه.
And the eve of Jumu'ah and its day are the times in which we're commanded to abundantly invoke prayers on the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
وفي الحديث بسند حسن من صلى علي بعد عصر الجمعة 80 مرة غفر الله له ذنوب 80 سنة.
And it's in a hadith that is well authenticated, Hassan, that if someone sins prayers after Asr on Jumu'ah 80 times on the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he'll have the sins of 80 years forgiven.
المؤمن المزكي لنفسه المكثر ذكر الله ورسوله تزيع منه فتيل السب واللعن والشتم وأمثال ذلك من الكلمات الذميمة.
When a believer is purifying himself, remembering Allah much, invoking many prayers on his beloved, the wick or the ember of lying and insults and other types of blameworthy speech is removed from the believer, so he speaks well.
وفي ذلك يقول صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم في حديثه الصحيح ليس المؤمن باللعان ولا الطعان ولا الفاحش البذي.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, the believer is not a cursor or someone who backbites, nor is he someone who speaks in a manner that is foul and base.
المؤمن يخاف ذنبه ويرجو ربه.
A believer fears from his sins and hopes in his Lord.
فيرى ذنبه كجبل فوق راسه يخشى سقوطه عليه والمنافق يرى ذنبه كذباب وقع على أنفه فقال بيده هكذا فأطار.
So the believer sees his sins like a mountain that towering over him, and he fears it will collapse upon him. And a hypocrite sees his sins like a fly that has landed on his face, and he can just brush it away.
وفي تزكيته لنفسه يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه.
And in his purification of his soul, he loves for his brother what he loves for himself.
فيحب خلق الله عامة وخاصتهم خاصة.
So he loves Allah's creation in general, and he loves the elect of them in particular.
فأما من عصى وكفر فإنما يحب له التوبة والهداية.
As for those who have disobeyed and disbelieved, the believer loves for them repentance and guidance.
وَأَمَّا مَنْ آمَنَ وَأَطَاعَ فَيُحِبُّهُ لِلَّذِي آمَنَ بِهِ وَأَطَاعَهُ تَعَالَى.
And as for the one who believes and is obedient, the believer loves them for the sake of the one in whom they've believed and they've been obedient.
فَيَخُصُّ فِي الْمَحَبَّةِ الْأَنْبِيَاءَ وَالْمُرْسَلِينَ ثُمَّ الصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءَ وَعِبَادَ اللَّهِ الصَّالِحِينَ.
So then he has special love for the prophets, the Siddiqeen, the true saints, the martyrs, and Allah's pious servants, all of them.
فَهُوَ مَعْ تَزْكِيَةِ نَفْسِهِ مُرَبٍّ لِأَهْلِهِ وَأَوْلَادِهِ.
And so the believer, along with refining, purifying his own soul, he rears properly and instructs his family and his children. And he feels that they are a trust that has been placed upon his shoulders. And he has the obligation towards them to build, construct them or build them and fashion them and form them.
فيهيئهم للوعي الصحيح والمسلك الصحيح وللنفع للعباد.
So then he prepares them for a proper understanding, conduct, and to give benefit to Allah's servants.
يحذر عليهم أن ينال أحدا منهم نار الله وغضبه وسخطه.
He is fearful for them and cautious that any of them be afflicted with the fire of God or His anger.
ممتثلا أمر ربه يا أيها الذين آمنوا قوا أنفسكم وأهليكم نارا وقودها الناس والحجارة.
Obeying the command of his Lord when he said, O you who believe, protect yourselves and your families from a fire.
لا يسلم ابنه ولا بنته لفساد المجتمع ولا لبرامجه الفاسدة.
He never surrenders his son or daughter to the corrupt elements of society or its media.
لا يتساهل بكيفية قضاء أوقاتهم ولا من يجالسون ومن يصادقون.
He's not negligent about the way in which they spend their times or those with whom they keep company or befriend.
فإنهم محل اختبار من الله تبارك وتعالى إما يرفعه بهم درجات وإما يوصله بهم إلى العذاب.
They are a test from Allah for him. They will either be a means by which this believer will attain high degrees or a cause by which they'll fall into the fire or the other.
وهذا الاختبار معنى الفتنة في قوله إنما أموالكم وأولادكم فتنة.
This is the meaning, this test is the meaning of the trial of the fitna that is mentioned in the verse when Allah said, verily your wealth and your children are only a trial or fitna.
فمن أدى حق الاختبار فيهم كانوا سببا لرفعة درجاته وأن يجتمع وإياهم في قرب الله وجناته.
So someone who fulfills this test with respect to them correctly and fulfills the trust, they are a cause of his ascension in degrees and his nearness to his Lord.
وفي استغفار الملائكة للذين آمنوا يقولون عليهم السلام كما حكى القرآن الكريم ومن صلح من آبائهم وأزواجهم وذرياتهم يدعون لهم بدخول عدل وابنا وادخلهم جنات عدل التي وعدتهم ومن صلح من آبائهم وأزواجهم وذرياتهم.
And in the prayer for forgiveness of the angels for the believers, Allah mentioned that they enter gardens underneath which rivers flow, as well as those who are pious, of their forefathers, their offspring, and their families.
وفي الحديث من حفظ القرآن وعمل به ألبس والداه يوم القيامة تاجا أحسنهم تاجا ضوءه أحسن من ضوء الشمس في بيوت الدنيا.
And in the tradition of the Prophet ﷺ, he mentions those who remember the Quran and act according to the Quran, their parents are adorned in a crown that is more radiant than the sun is in our homes during the world.
ثم قال هذا لوالديه فما الظن بالذي عمل.
So then he went on to say, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is the reward that his parents are given. So what do you think the reward will be for the one who memorized and acted upon the Quran?
فيكون ذلك الوالد الصالح إن تقدم والده شافعا له وإن تخلف بعده فجزء من سعيه يدعو له ويثاب بعمله.
So this pious child is a means of intercession for his parents when if he or she dies prior to the parents, and if the child lives after the parent, he is a continuous good deed lasting for the parent.
وفي دعاء عباد الرحمن هذا الدعاء وكلنا ندعو به ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما.
And in this dua of the servants of Ar-Rahman that all of us make, we say, O our Lord, grant from us, from our spouses and our children, the utmost joy and make us imams for the God-fearing. So the believer is someone who purifies his or her soul and properly rears his or her children. And similarly, the believer is someone of benefit to his society.
فأول نفعه أنه عنصر أمان حيثما وجد.
First of all, the believer is a cause of safety wherever he may be, or security wherever he may be.
قال صلى الله عليه وسلم المؤمن من أمنه الناس على دمائهم وأموالهم وأعراضهم.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, a believer is the one who people are safe with him for their selves, their wealth, and their reputation, their honor.
فحيثما وجد فهو عنصر أمن للناس ومحل تسكين وتطمين لهم.
So wherever the believer is, he's a cause of security and tranquility for those with whom he's present.
ولقد امتلأ تاريخ المسلمين باطمئنان قلوب إليهم أكثر من اطمئنانها إلى أقاربها وأرحامها وجيرانها من أهل ملتهم.
And the believers are given give others tranquility and security by their presence more than these people even experience by their own family members.
لقد كان المشركون بمكة يضعون أعز أموالهم عند رسول الله وهم يكذبونه ويخالفونه.
The polytheists of Mecca, they used to leave as a safekeeping their most precious wealth with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when they disbelieved in him.
لما لا يذهبون بها عند أقاربهم وأصحابهم.
Why wouldn't they take their wealth to their own family members?
هم في يده آمن عليها من أيدي أقاربهم.
Because they trusted or felt more confident in their wealth being in his hand than they would in the hand of their own tribesmen.
فلما جاء الأمر بالهجرة خلف عليا وهو حريص أن يكون معه ولكن خلفه من بعده ليؤدي هذه الأمائن ويوصل الودائع إلى أهلها وبينها له وكلفه بها قبل أن يخرج من بيته صلى الله عليه وسلم.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, prior to making his hijrah, he left Sayyidina Ali behind, and he was avid. Sayyidina Ali was avid to accompany him in the hijrah. However, the Prophet ﷺ left him behind and instructed to him where he could put each of these items that had been deposited with him for safekeeping. And it's important that we feel and call to heart the feeling and meaning of these three attributes that have been mentioned.
المؤمن مزكٍ لنفسه.
The believer is someone who purifies his or her soul.
مربٍ لأهله وأولاده.
Properly rears his family and his children.
نافعٍ لمجتمعه.
Is of benefit to the society.
تحت ظلال قول رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الخلق كلهم عيال الله وأحبهم إلى الله أنفعهم لعياله.
And all of this is beneath the saying of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, the creation are the dependents of Allah, so the most beloved of them to Allah are those who are of most benefit to His dependents.
نسأل الله أن يحققنا بحقائق الإيمان.
We ask Allah to grant us to be realized in the truths of faith.
وأن يرفعنا في التقوى إلى أعلى مكان.
And that He raise us in taqwa to the highest station.
وأن يربطنا بحبيبه وعبده سيد الأكوان.
And that Allah connect us to His beloved, His servant, the master of creation.
وأن يصلح لنا به كل شان.
And that through Him He correct all of our affairs.
وأن يدفع به عنا كيد النفس والهوى والشيطان.
And that Allah through Him avert from us the plots of the ego, the nafs, the ego, the shaitan, and the caprice or the
وَشَرَّ كُلْ ذِي شَرٍ مِنَ الْإِنْسِ وَالْجَانِ.
And the evil of anyone of mankind or jinn.
وَجَمِيعَ الْخَلْقِ مِنْ قَاسٍ وَمِنْ دَانِ.
And all of the creation, whether they be distant or near.
وَأَنْ يَرْبُطَنَا بِالْوَحْيِ الَّذِي نَزَلَ عَلَيْهِ وَالْقُرْآنِ.
And that Allah connect us to the revelation that was given to the Prophet as well as the Quran.
وَيَحْشُرَنَا مَعَ الْقُرْآنِ فِي زُمْرَةِ أَهْلِ الْبَيْتِ الطَّاهِرِينَ عَنِ الْأَدْرَانِ.
And that He resurrect us with the Quran among the group of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's household who are purified.
فَإِنَّ أَوَّلَ الْوَارِدِينَ عَلَى حَوْضِهَا الْقُرْآنَ الْكَرِيمُ وَأَهْلُ بَيْتِهِ الطَّاهِرِينَ وَمَعَهُمْ خَاصَّةُ الْمُحِبِّينَ الصَّادِقِينَ.
And the first to come to the watering place of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be the Quran as well as the people of the household of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and then the elect of those who love them who were true.
وَقَدْ قَالَ عَنِ الْقُرْآنِ وَأَهْلِ بَيْتِ لَنْ يَتَفَرَّقَا حَتَّى يَرِدَ عَلَيَّ الْحَوْضَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ.
And he said about the people of his house and the Quran that they would never be separated until they come to me at my watering place, at my
hawl.
And that Allah bestow upon us or grant us to understand some of the secret of the Quran. And may Allah enable us to act upon what's in the Quran. And may He make it a proof for us and not a proof against us.
وحجة لنا يوم نلقاه.
and a case for us when the day in which we meet him. And may Allah place the Quran before us, leading us to paradise.
وأن ينظر إلى المؤمنين في هذه البلاد جنوب أفريقيا وفي جميع أقطار الأرض طولها والعرض نظرة يصلح بها شأنهم ويدفع بها السوء عنهم.
And may Allah gaze to the believers of South Africa as well as all of the world a gaze by which He corrects them and makes their affairs right.
يا ربنا فانظر إلى المؤمنين.
Oh our Lord, gaze to the believers.
نظرة تزيل العنا عنا.
A gaze by which you remove their difficulties, and you bring our hopes close to us. Every good thing we're given in every time.
Oh,
most generous of the generous and merciful of the
merciful. وعلى آله وصحبه وارزقنا حسن متابعته ظاهرا وباطنا وصلي معه على آبائه وخادمين نبينا محمد وآل مصعبهم وعلى الملائكة المقربين وجميع عبادك الصالحين وفيهم ومعهم على والدينا ومشايخنا وذوي الحقوق علينا وعلى أحيائنا وموتانا وموتى المسلمين وأحيائهم وعلينا معهم وفيهم برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين والحمد لله رب العالمين تقبل منا برحمتك بسر الفاتحة إلى حضرة النبي محمد.